Yep, it's TMZ Verify the Podcast. Oh, I shouldn't sing that.
Hi.
I don't know. It's Sing TMZ it. Verify the Podcast. I'm Wild. What up, y'all?
Hi, I'm Steph.
And today we are here with, I feel like I could say my girl because I just did your show, your podcast, and now you're here on our podcast, Coco Moco.
Hi, yes. Thank you for having me.
All right, if y'all don't know Coco Moco, first of all, you haven't been on TikTok because everybody know Coco Moco. Coco is like the entertainment, I would sprinkle in a little sprinkle of like marketing maybe.
Yeah, trend little, predictor.
Yeah, like Coco, you do it all.
Thank you. I got started on the industry side at my biggest gig for the longest time was BuzzFeed. And so I kind of honed my skills there. And then I just started making the TikToks about my trend predictions and what I did at work. And they just blew up. So
wait, what were you doing at BuzzFeed exactly?
I was the first ever person hired in early 2020 to run their TikTok strategy. Whoa. So I built their team that does their TikToks now.
How long did you work there for?
3.5 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I was there for a while. So that's where I got like the industry side and the job before that, interviewing like influencers, celebrities. So kind of seeing the back end and yeah.
So cool.
I feel like you are one of those people in the TikTok space who like covers like pop culture. So like huge news, but then also like TikTok news. Yeah. How do you like find the blend between both of those? Because it's like people want to hear that like TikTok-y Gen Z type shit, but then they also want to hear like Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Nicki Minaj. Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, no, it's such a good question. I actually did it intentionally. When I was really growing in the beginning, a lot of my videos were about like TikTokers that were blowing up. But one of my friends, Nicki, he always says like your glass ceiling is who you talk about. And so I knew that if I only reported on TikTokers, I would never be like seen on a higher level. Right. And I mean, I'm a TikToker myself, like not like anyone's higher or lower. But I knew that even if I wasn't as interested in like A-listers or what they were doing, I had to get interested and report on it if I ever wanted to get opportunities on that level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to someone like absolutely going viral on TikTok, do you already know, like, have you predicted like some of the viral TikTok, like Alex Earl types of people?
Yeah, I would say, well, my first one that I ever really predicted was, this goes way back. It was at my old job. It was called Famous Birthdays, and it's like this hot pink website. And I was running their TikTok, which went from Musical.ly to TikTok, and my manager was like, you can invite in like anyone you think is going to be famous that you see on your feed. And there was this girl that came across my feed. She had like 15,000 followers. And I was like, there's just something here. Invited her in, and it ended up being Charli D'Amelio. And we got We got the first interview with her ever.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it was. So that was like the first one where.
Oh my God.
But since then, like just, I would say one thing that I predicted, like, I guess a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was like, TikTok living is going to be really big. And then, I mean, for better or worse, I'm not a big fan of TikTok live, but we've seen It's Iconic. We've seen Pinky Doll blow up.
Right,
so
right.
Things like that.
I heard you say you're not a big fan of TikTok live. Neither am I. Like, I don't like live sessions, but like, why do you hate live sessions? I just feel like I'm going to say some shit that I'm not going to be able to be like, cut that. Like,
that's one reason. I think for some people it works. I actually have some clients that are more in the public eye, and I advise them, I'm like, don't go live. I'm like, you're a bit of a loose cannon. Mm-hmm. Like, it can be someone's downfall. So there's some ways, but more so just as a consumer, as a user, when I'm on my feed, like, I get why people watch lives, but for me, it always just seems like low-hanging fruit sometimes.
Gotcha.
Like, the videos that are coming up on my feed sometimes just seem a little odd. I like Pinky Doll. I think what she's done is cool. But there are some where I'm like, why are people watching this? Like, right. It's weird.
I can see, though, like, the makeup people and, like, even cooking people.
Right.
Those people. Like, I actually do, especially on, like H3 podcast, like, goes live all the time. Like, I could see it, like, popping off for sure.
Yeah, I think it works for some people. I think there has to be an air of, like, unpredictability or, like, It's Iconic is one TikToker who's huge now. And they do skits and they go live and like people like duet them. And sometimes the way that the TikTok algorithm works, the people that join the duet don't really understand what's going on. They were just on live too and TikTok put them together.
Oh.
And so it's fun to see the reactions of the two people interacting who are confused, or that could be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So you make a lot of predictions about like social media, about, you know, public figures, but I want to know about your prediction for yourself. Like, what is the Coco Moco trajectory? By the way, tell the people with the name of your podcast, where to find it.
Thank you. It's funny. I've actually never been asked that. But my podcast is Ahead of the Curve with Coco Moco. It's a lot of like marketing, trend predictions, things going on right now. And then I have my show that's kind of blowing up right now with my friend Nikki called Share Your Screen. And every episode we do a deep dive on someone who's like becoming famous and like what they're doing differently. Like we just did an episode on Tate McRae. But predictions for myself. It's funny, I was having dinner with someone recently. They're like, do you want to go into like singing or acting? I'm like, oh God, no. I'm like, that's not me. Like, I am the person who talks about and works with like the really talented people. I love being on the sidelines. I would love to have a show one day. Like, my biggest inspiration is Amelia Dim. She has a show called Chicken Shop Date.
Oh my God, I love that show.
Yeah. I don't think I would have the same humor as her, but I think that I would love to have a unique show where I interview celebrities in a setting that they wouldn't normally be in.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like
that. Thank you.
All right. Let's get into some stories.
Okay.
Today, we're going to talk about everyone's favorite white lady, Taylor Swift. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that as I sit up here. Taylor Swift, there seems to be, I think people are hitting their Taylor Swift fatigue, like they're over T Swift. She got yelled at during the game this weekend. We'll tell you what happened. Blueface, he's been in jail. Y'all know Blueface, he'll potentially be locked up until late summer. But Chris Sean is standing by her man, her man, her man. And not only is she standing by him, she got his face tattooed on her face. I want to get y'all opinions on that. Also, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. I never understand why Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco get so much hate, but they do. They were spotted at Disney, and the people weren't even just talking about the fact that they were together. They were making fun of something that I don't think we should be making fun of because it's not cool. But first, Taylor Swift, y'all. Taylor Swift, she was supporting her man this weekend at the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Baltimore Ravens. We know the Chiefs won. They'll be at the Super Bowl. But there is a video of Taylor Swift walking like behind or back in the stands, and a person is like yelling some pretty fucked up shit. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Taylor, you're ruining it.
So if you didn't hear it, it's like a person is like, hey, Taylor, you ruined football. Which I'm not like a football dude, but like if there was something that I loved and it was slowly getting gentrified, I would also be a little like upset about the whole Taylor Swift thing. Y'all, do we think that like, is this too much? Like, is the NFL leaning in too much to the whole Taylor Swift, Travis thing?
If they are, I don't think it's Taylor's fault. Like, I don't think it's her. Like, I think there are some ways in which I'm critical of Taylor in this situation. I think I'm not like 100% certain, but I heard that she even they asked to play her songs and she didn't want them to because like she doesn't want to take away from, like, it's not about her. So I don't think it's her fault. And I also think like, it just has this weird vibe to it where people are saying like she ruined football. And yet like there's when a man is supporting a woman, they're not like Travis Kelce ruined the Eras tour because right. He was there. Like, yeah. But I guess it is. They're just more so critiquing the coverage of Taylor in the NFL. But again, I don't think it's her fault. You can tell my boyfriend hangs out with me too much because he even brought up something so interesting. I don't watch the games, but he said that now, like, Barefoot Bubbly Wine is, like, a sponsor of the NFL.
And
he's like,
NFL?
He's like, they know that women are now watching because of Taylor. So NFL's making the money. Yes. So they don't care.
She's brought so many more viewers. I never, as we know, watch football. I watch football now because I want to see her on there.
I just wait for a little glimpse
and,
of Taylor.
Okay, there was something really cute on TikTok. You probably saw it. Mm-hmm. Where how many little girls are now spending more time with their dads watching football because of Taylor Swift?
Maybe
I'm just a super stan, but I could see an angle of that being true where she's bringing so many more viewers to the like to the Chiefs in general. Like,
yeah.
Did any of us really care about the Chiefs before this? No.
Well, yes, they were Super Bowl winners.
I'm talking about Taylor Swift fans. Oh. No, they didn't. So think about like more people that are loving the Chiefs now.
Facts.
More buying the merch, buying the tickets to the shows, tickets to the games,
right.
The whole thing.
So there was a report today that came out that said that Taylor Swift would not perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. But I'm confused because why would she do that? Like, they already had Usher signed up. It just seemed a little weird.
Scoot over.
Scoot over.
I'm here, obviously, to watch my boyfriend. You can leave.
So you want Taylor Swift? You want him to kick Usher out of the halftime show?
You don't want Taylor Swift to perform over Usher?
No!
Take a room vote. Who do you want to see, Taylor or Usher? Vote for Taylor. Me. Vote for Usher. Nobody.
Coco.
So I think it's smart. One, I think she probably, even though they decide this before they would have known if the Chiefs were going to the Super Bowl, there's probably a decision to not overshadow. Like, I think her and Travis are probably teetering this line of, like, they're two public personas. I also think that Taylor is very smart. She has, I'm sure, as you know, her publicist, Tree Payne's very smart. I'm like, if I could interview anyone, it would be Tree Payne. And they know that, like, in order to be a legacy, she's obviously a legacy right now. And we were talking about there's a real thing that people at her level worry about, which is overexposure.
Oversaturation. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's why, like, for example, Harry Styles started to experience that a few years ago. I think he was too in the public eye and he's pulled back since.
A lot.
So there's a lot of times where celebrities will understand that they need to pull back or else the tide is going to shift. I think she knows that. I also think she maybe doesn't feel like she's at her peak yet. And like Super Bowl performances are usually a send off. Like it's usually like, okay, you're done. Go to your Vegas
That's
residence.
A great okay. point. That's a great point.
You think not Beyonce always. Got a send-off?
No, not Beyonce.
Lady
but
Gaga.
I.
Now,
no,
know,
not everyone. I just mean it is like a very legacy. It's like headlining Coachella. Like
I go, Justin Timberlake? Yes.
Yeah. No, but I mean, not. And I'm not saying send off in a negative way. I'm just saying like there's some, like you want to like spread out your timeline a right. little bit. And if you do these two quick in succession, it so, can be like, okay, now you have to reinvent yourself, or which obviously right. Beyonce is great at. Mm-hmm. But for some people, they do the Super Bowl and then, but hey, that's the biggest accomplishment. They're okay. They're done.
Damn, that is a really good point. I mm-hmm. hadn't thought about that.
She probably doesn't think she wants to like put that cap on her career yet.
True.
Yeah, because it means you've accomplished so much. Like we mm-hmm. want to congratulate you almost.
Yes.
And she's just getting started.
I also don't think people want to see Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, y'all.
Wild. I need you to get out of the room.
No, okay. No, this is a series. This is just me having this. Okay. Actually, I take it back because I was about to say, dudes don't like Taylor Swift, but then
you
I thought about it. Hold
Taylor
up, hold
Swift.
Up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I go, I actually do like Taylor Swift.
You're singing her in the office. I sit next to you.
I do. Okay.
Fake.
I scratch all
fake.
That. Yeah, I'm fake. So I think we'll see. I don't know, though. I mean, there have been reports that, like, the NFL has tried to, or Travis has kind of asked them to, like, kind of calm down a little bit, like, on a lot of the Taylor
right.
coverage. They have not calmed down on the Taylor Swift coverage.
They're like, so let's kiss tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. I think it's making it even worse because the public wants what they can't have. Like, that's just marketing 101. And so the more that they're like, okay, like, pull back. Like, let's hide. Like, I think it's an actual decision that they're like, let's pull back. But the more that that's happening, the more they want to get more coverage of her and like film her walking in the hallway while someone's
right,
yelling. Like,
exactly.
That's like, that kind of film is even more exciting than if they were like, if Taylor Swift was like, I'm going to be the face of it, like walking, like singing the national anthem every song, people would be like, eh.
Right. Okay. I need the Coco Moco prediction on this. Taylor and Travis. Do they go all the way? Or do you think that this is just a little temporary thing?
I don't know. See, like my one thing is I'm like, I don't want to like predict on relationships because I'm like, you just never know. Like,
no. Yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like relationships are sacred. You never know. I mean, it seems to be a good pairing. I think he's also obviously a great player. I think he's also wanted to be in the public eye for a while. Like he had a show on Bravo, mm-hmm. I think. And again, even if he did want, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. It just means that maybe it means they're even more compatible because maybe it's something he's wanted for a while.
I do get a weird vibe from that. I won't lie.
From the
show that he had, like, but at the same time, all these dudes that are playing like NFL also to that cross of like they want to be famous,
right? Like in the early 2000s when everyone wanted to be a reality star, I think everyone was just grasping
yeah.
at straws. Like, I don't think he would do that now, but
I just thought of this too. Like, Joe Allen was so out of the public eye that maybe this, yeah, you're right. This is better for her in the sense of like he does want the same thing she does of like stardom. In the public eye, constantly like being watched kind of vibe.
Yeah, and they're in different lanes and there's no competition there. So I think that's probably better too. Is like, it's not like he or her is ever going to be resentful that someone got an opportunity that like could have, like they're never going to compete for the same opportunities.
Right. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. All right, let's talk about Blueface. Blueface has been readmitted. That's a weird way to say it. Blueface is back in jail. He was locked up. They put him in a slammer.
It's this the sigh that you're
doing. Because it's just like, this all happened on the heels of a violation in regards to a probation that he had for a 2021 assault case. So he basically violated his probation and he landed back in jail. From what we hear, Blueface will likely be in jail until like mid to late summer. So he'll be in jail for a little bit. But Chrisean Rock has, if my girl don't hold me down the way Chrisean Rock hold Blueface down, I think I need a new girl. Because she packed all her shit, moved back into Blueface's house, and then she got his face tattooed on her cheek.
Not only that, let's not forget that it was months ago that he proposed to someone else, Jaden Alexis, at SoFi Stadium here in LA, proposed to her, proposed to Mary, don't forget. Mm-hmm. And now she's moving in, Chrisean is moving into his house.
I thought also Chrisean had a song out with Lil Mabu, and it was like a diss to
Girl,
Jaden.
It was.
Then
yes.
Jaden had
it was.
Her song.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they're all just like understanding the attention that comes with this. Like, why fix what's not broken? Like, I think they all three are like, yeah, it's toxic, but if it's getting our streaming up, like their songs did way better than anyone predicted.
I was gonna say, yeah, because Alexis' song is a bop.
I kind of love it. Like the Lil Mabu one and the Barbie.
Like,
it's so I think they're like, I don't know that they're methodical. It seems that Blueface is, like, when he launched, what was that one show that he met Chrisean on? It was, like, The Baddies or, it was some,
one of those shows.
On, like, Zeus. On Zeus. And I think it showed that Blueface has some sort of, like, media literacy, or he, like, understands how to cultivate attention. Mm-hmm. And I think Chrisean's probably the same way. I think they're both just being good in the public eye. I mean, not, I wouldn't say good. They know how to be in the public eye.
Right.
I have a prediction for, I mean, well, I have a question.
Ahead,
I have a, no. I have a, let me rephrase that.
Right.
Yes, I have a prediction, but I want to ask you, who do you think he will end up with? Someone else? Or will it be Jaden? Or will it be Chrisean? Like the mother was, now they're both mothers of his kids now.
Okay, I will answer that because Coco don't like to talk about people. He ain't going to end up with either one of them.
That's
because
what I was
this
thinking.
Is, right. I feel like a lot of times when people go to jail, it's like they kind of need someone at home to like cling to.
It's not the jail that's going to change him.
No, but hear me out. When people go to jail, they often like cling to people that they had a relationship with prior to when they went to jail, just so they can have like a home base, mm-hmm. somebody to call, somebody to like put a little money on their books. But then they get out of jail and it's like, like, I'm free. Like, I don't think he'll go back to either one of them. I think we'll see Chrisean and his relationship be just as volatile as always. Mm-hmm. And then they'll find a reason to break up. And then next thing you know, Blueface is with Ashley Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying.
Yes,
you know,
right. Like, I don't know. Like, they're, but I do feel like for Chrisean, like, she, I fell down a rabbit hole on her one night. Like, she has this, like, star quality mm-hmm. that I just really feel bad for her. Like, I feel like, I don't know if maybe he's holding her back or like he's just like doesn't want her to be the spotlight, but I feel like she could thrive.
I feel like that all the time.
Yeah.
One, she's amazingly attractive.
Yeah.
She is actually genuinely talented. And like you said, she has that like thing that you just want to watch. I no longer want to watch her face because she has that Blueface tattoo now. But however, I think Chrisean of the mm-hmm. mix of the mess, I think she has the most promising career out of everybody.
Yeah. Coco, can I ask you something? What makes someone like have star potential in your eyes? Like, what's, name like five things.
Yes, that's such a good question. It's one, there's like,
hold on, can I fix your hair?
Oh yeah, of course. Thank you. What gives someone star quality? One, I hate like this, that I'm saying this answer. It's not, it can't be taught. Like sometimes there's just this magnet to people. But I do think there are certain things that can be manufactured. Yeah. Number one, it's called the Halloween costume theory in marketing. And it's like someone has to have a look, either they cultivate it in music videos or like the Squid Games tracksuit. Like they have to have a look that people can replicate as a costume and someone across the street knows who they are. So I think there's like that factor. I think Krishan had it. Like also, I know this sounds funny, like with her missing tooth, like it was kind of iconic. Like it was,
I really agree.
Who would think to do that? Like it was so just her. Mm-hmm. And so there's like that factor where they have to have something that no, like is distinct to them visually. And then, I think it's just, is something that can't be explained. Like some people just have this spark and you usually see it when they're talking. The way I see it, and this sounds so woo-woo, but people I've worked with, the ones that are really, really famous or big, they almost have like, I describe it as this like colorful aura. Like they almost have this like magnetic, and I think it's because they reflect a lot of different people. So people relate to them. They just have like, when they walk in the room, they could be wearing all black or all white, but they look like colorful.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I go, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying. Yes. So we'll have to see where this Krishan and Blueface drama goes. I mean, we know for Blueface, it won't go anywhere because he's locked up until mid to late summer. So enjoy your summer in jail, Blueface. And Krishan, best of luck. Where is Jay and Alexis at, by the way?
Home with his children. Clearly, they might be in the same house, Krishan and Jaden. Okay, so well, at the house.
Hopefully, okay. She's making more music.
Yeah.
Barbie was a good song.
It was.
All right, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, I mean, they cannot catch a break, y'all. Like, every time they leave the crib, somebody is saying something about Selena Gomez or Benny Blanco. Selena Gomez, the two of them, they were at Disneyland over
Wholesome.
The weekend. Like, it's such a cute thing. They went to Disneyland. A TikToker caught a video of them together walking. You see them, like, literally side by side. They're going to get on, like, the Toy Story Mania ride, like a really cute coupley time. And then here come the haters on the internet pointing out how short Benny Blanco is. And like, short king, stand up. Let me stand up, right? I'm joking, I'm not that short. But like, this is just, I just feel like we gotta be, one, I feel like fans of Selena Gomez look for any reason to trash Benny Blanco. But like, this is just not cool. Or am I just tripping because I'm little?
I will say, like, Selena does officially have a type. We have The Weeknd. We have Benny Blanco, who's written almost every hit song you can think of. Mm-hmm. You have Justin Bieber. Before, I thought it was just like, oh, like the Chainsmokers guy. Like
Charlie Puth.
She has a type.
Allegedly.
Confirmed. Right. No. Confirmed has a type.
What is it?
Musicians.
Yeah, producers.
Producers. Like, in the same realm as her. She doesn't stray far away. But which means to me that this Benny Blanco situation, it's a relationship. It's not like a hookup, if that makes sense.
I like that.
Yeah. It's so interesting she doesn't publicly date actors, but maybe it's like the Taylor and Travis thing where it's like they're in the same realm, but maybe like not as, they're not going to be like competing. Like, she's the singer, yeah. They're the producer. But yeah, I don't know. I think Selena's also probably at this level where she's afraid of being overexposed, because I think last year it was like all Selena everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if we see her pull back a little bit after awards season. But
that makes sense, because Benny is behind the scenes. He's not like a public eye. And that's why I think people are being mean to him, because they're just not used to seeing like someone that doesn't have, I guess, look at what you would say, star potential. He's the ones making the songs, producing the things, like, yeah, behind the scenes guy. So maybe she'll be a behind the scenes girl now.
I think also with Benny Blanco, like, he is so good at what he does that he doesn't really have to play the same charades,
right,
as maybe other celebrities,
right,
of like,
exactly,
being,
yeah,
really like buttoned up and like attractive. And like, not saying he's not attractive, I'm just saying like, there's certain people that maybe where they lack skill, they have to make up for in like charisma and looks.
Right.
And having a team build a persona for them. I think he's one of those people where the industry respects him. Right. And he'll always be invited, absolutely, into, yeah, every important room, onto every carpet, because the people that matter care about him being there. Right. And so maybe that's what people are seeing. They're like, oh, we're so used to someone so buttoned up in like a PR relationship. But he has so much street cred in the industry, he doesn't need to do that.
Yeah. I want to play Short King Advocate for a second, and yes, I want to give y'all a list of other Short Kings that are knocking them down, because that's what we do. Tom Holland, Zendaya.
Yeah. Remember the interview? A lady was like, oh, Zendaya, like, you're so much taller. And she kind of shut it down. She's like, my mom's always been taller than my dad. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Aww,
like,
aw. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Jonas. Sophie Turner.
Okay.
Sure can.
They're divorced now.
Yeah, and she. And so that, new that man was, that she just went Instagram official with, his name
tall.
Is Perry.
Guys, he's tall.
Really?
Wait, why'd you put why'd you put him on this list?
I forgot.
You should have just skipped over that one.
I have a theory as to why, like, male actors and celebrities tend to be on the shorter side, and then women tend to be like 5'9 and up. Like, I think it's because when they're filming videos, like camera work, like in movies, you have to be eye level.
True.
And like, you can't, like, the guys usually have to be like a woman's height.
Right.
And so the women also have to be a little taller to meet in the middle.
And because women are generally shorter.
Right.
The guys that they cast are generally shorter to.
Yeah. So that's why, like, all male celebrities are like usually a women's height, because they have to be eye level on camera. True. That's just my thought.
Okay.
That's a good, yeah. That's a good theory.
Kevin Hart and his wife, Aniko. He's a short king.
I guess.
Also John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
And Chrissy Teigen.
Yes.
I feel like, honestly, short dudes, we just winning. I keep saying
they
we.
Are.
I'm really not that short.
You're not short at all.
I know. I was like, you're not short.
I'm advocating for y'all. For all my little dudes. For all my Smurfs. Well, I'm joking. I'm joking. All right. Last thing, and then we're going to get out of here, y'all. There is a couple that have gone viral on TikTok because they posted a video where they were like, yo, this is how we get free food on Uber Eats and DoorDash. And if you haven't seen the video, the sound is just like the music played over the video, but we'll play a little bit of it here. If you're listening, watch us, TMZ Verify the podcast on YouTube. But here's how it went down.
I think I like this little life. This little life. I think I like this little life.
How do they keep track of all the Gmail accounts? Like, you have to make a new email every day.
I know, right? You probably just get like 4 on your phone a week, and I get 4 on my phone a week. But like, I'm going to save my opinion. What do y'all think? Is this messed up?
Obviously messed up, because for the people who aren't smart like that and didn't think of that before, like, yeah, it's not fair. But I do think there's a part of me that every time I like order Uber Eats or like something like that, that I'm like, why is my money going to not something that I need?
And what's the $8 additional for every
and
time?
Do I really need this? The answer is always yes. But but when you do the fees, don't you just cry inside? You're just like, it why is. Am I doing
I do. I honestly think this is giving entrepreneur, like, they, if
I
they,
agree. I
the
agree.
Energy, but the energy they're putting into, like, making new Gmail, like, they're obviously technologically savvy.
Yes.
Like, start a business. Like, I'll be your first customer. Like, they're obviously, if they spent that energy on that, like, they have something here.
So you're saying switch the energy from, like, Uber Eats to, like, making a company and, like, profiting, because clearly they're intelligent.
Yeah, doing something. Because, I mean, again, like, imagine the Gmail accounts they have. Like, they have to keep track of. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like there's nothing wrong with this. Also, like, these corporations have a lot of money, y'all. So, like, missing out on a few free Uber Eats meals ain't stressing nobody out.
It's not like they bought, like, an excessive amount. Like, they bought 2 things for 2 people. I feel like that's fair.
I think it's fair.
As long as the drivers are not getting shorted on them. I don't think they are. And like, as long as they're getting tipped correctly, like, those are the people that suffer the most, are the drivers.
Yes, tip well.
Yes.
Tip well. And, you know, I just don't see anything wrong with this, honestly. But I'm kind of a criminal. Like, I'm not a criminal. I mean, I say, but, like, you know, I be doing stuff that's like a little.
He says he's a criminal, but then he's in bed by 8 p.m.
All right.
All right. Well, this is a lot of fun.
I know, right? I really enjoyed this. Thank you, guys.
Coco Moco, tell the people one more time where they can find you.
Whatever your favorite social media is, just at Coco Moco, you can find me. And if you want to hear me talk for like 30 minutes or more a week, Ahead of the Curve with Coco Moco podcast.
And I am also one of the guests on Ahead of the Curve with Coco Moco. So if you haven't listened to the episode, go listen to it, because it's available now.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much, Coco.